For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Taliban formally confirms the death of Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement on Thursday said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where. Did say only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The Taliban says Omar did not leave Afghanistan at any time since U.S.-backed forces overthrew the group in 2001, despite the Afghan assertion he died in a hospital in Pakistan. Taliban leaders in the city of Quetta have chosen a successor, Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour, who had been Omar's deputy. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks are being postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris found in Reunion Island. To figure out whether the numbers found on the object correspond with a Malaysian airliner that mysteriously vanished in March of last year. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, east of Madagascar and more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. French aviation expert Xavier Tuttleman examined photos of the part and tells VOA he is confident it does belong to a 777.
We only found one match. It was with the flapron of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and old men who were being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Officials say many of the terrorists were killed. This is VOA News. U.S.